when it comes to what church we go to. We think about the pros and cons of this church or that church because we don't have a perfect church. And especially in certain areas that you might live in, there could be a shortage of good churches. So you have to decide what your priorities are. You have to decide what's the best option, right? Where am I going to go to church? And when we evaluate churches, do we emphasize what God emphasizes? Well, if we want to know what God thinks about churches, all we have to do is look at Revelation chapters 2 and 3. And in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, he has a message to seven different churches, and he evaluates them. He talks about the pros, and he talks about the cons. And you know what? Every single one of them, he starts out by saying, I know thy works. That's the most repeated thing in that passage. And if you would flip over to that passage, I want to show you something in particular. Look at chapter 2 of Revelation. The fact that God brings it up first, that's emphasis. I know thy works. The fact that he repeats it seven times, that's emphasis. I know thy works. The fact that he said, do the first works. But look down, if you would, at Revelation chapter number 2, the message to Thyatira. It says in verse 19, I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works. He already said works. He brings up the works at the beginning, and then he brings up the works at the end, and then listen to what he says, and the last to be more than the first. So the first thing he mentioned is works. The last thing he mentioned is the works, and he says the last is more than the first. I think what he means by that is you're increasing in your works. That's on the good side for this church. Look, if God is just repeating works and bringing up their works all the time, that tells me that when God looks at a church, one of the things he's looking at, first and foremost, paramount, is the works. So that tells me that if a church crosses every doctrinal T and dots every doctrinal I, but they're not doing the works, but they're dead, they're not reaching the city for the gospel, they're not knocking any doors, they're not winning any souls to Christ, you know, that tells me that's not a good church because they're failing the first test, the works. Amen. He'll remove the candlestick. I'd rather go to a church that was a little off doctrinally, and I'm not talking about doctrines that are deal breakers like the gospel or, you know, having the King James Bible is an essential. Having salvation by faith, that's non-negotiable. But I'm talking about other doctrines, secondary doctrines, you know, Bible prophecy interpretations, or just other issues about, you know, the music or the, you know, the style of the church or, you know, the first thing I would look at is, do they practice soul winning? Because I'd rather go to a church that was a little off on minor doctrines, that was a strong soul winning church, than a church that just crosses every T, dots every I, they're just dead on Bible prophecy, but there's no soul winning. There's no work being done. They just sit around being right. They just sit around, we're so right. We got our doctrine perfect. Let's just talk about how right we are. No, let's get out there and win somebody to Christ, because what God emphasizes is the work that we're doing. That's what God emphasizes.